Have you ever collapsed into bed after a packed day, exhausted yet strangely unfulfilled? You answered dozens of emails, attended back-to-back meetings, ran errands, yet made zero progress on what genuinely matters? This isn't poor time management, it's drift. Most of us are working incredibly hard while drifting further from the lives we actually want. The harsh truth? Without a deliberate plan, you'll arrive somewhere, just not where you hoped. This reality hit home for thousands of executives who discovered that success at work often meant failure everywhere else. The solution isn't another productivity hack or morning routine. It's something more fundamental, a comprehensive life plan that acts as your personal GPS, alerting you when you veered off course and providing clear directions back. One focused day of planning can prevent decades of regret. Think of a strong swimmer caught in a riptide. He's fit, determined, paddling furiously toward shore, yet moving backward. His mistake? Fighting the current head-on instead of swimming parallel to escape it. This perfectly captures how most of us approach life. We work longer hours, sacrifice sleep, push harder, all while drifting further from our intended destination. The drift happens when we're unaware of where we're heading, distracted by endless notifications and demands, overwhelmed by competing priorities, or deceived into believing busyness equals progress. The consequences compound silently. Confusion about purpose, wasted resources, missed opportunities, unnecessary pain, and ultimately, crushing regret. Research on end-of-life reflections reveals a pattern. People rarely wish they'd worked more. Instead, they regret not spending time with loved ones, not living authentically, and lacking courage to express feelings. The tragedy? These regrets are entirely preventable. Without intentional direction, external forces, cultural expectations, others' priorities, urgent but unimportant demands will determine your life's trajectory by default. Breaking free requires recognizing you're in the current and knowing which direction to swim. Your life resembles a collection of bank accounts, each requiring deposits and attention. The Life Accounts framework organizes life into three concentric circles: the circle of being, spiritual, intellectual, physical health; the circle of relating, marriage, parenting, friendships; and the circle of doing, vocation, hobbies, finances. Each account's balance depends on passion, your enthusiasm, and progress, tangible results. Without both, accounts suffer, creating four states: drift, no passion, no progress; lift, passion without progress; drag, progress without passion; and flow, both passion and progress. Michael exemplified drag, climbing the corporate ladder while his role shifted from working with authors to administrative drudgery. He had progress, but lost passion, leading to burnout. These accounts aren't isolated. Health affects marriage. Financial stress impacts parenting. Intellectual stagnation shows up at work. The goal isn't equal time, but appropriate attention based on importance and current needs. Now write your eulogy. Who speaks at your funeral? What do they say? This clarifies what constitutes a life well lived. Your legacy statement becomes your North Star, preventing common deathbed regrets: living according to others' expectations, working too much, failing to express feelings, losing touch with friends, and denying yourself happiness. Knowing your destination requires prioritizing competing demands. Rank your life accounts from most to least important to clarify decisions when opportunities conflict. Counterintuitively, place self-related accounts near the top, like securing your own oxygen mask first. Self-care enables better service to others through spiritual nourishment, physical health, intellectual growth, emotional healing, and rest. Tom prioritizes his wife, Lisa, above professional success, while Scott ranks God first, followed by his wife, Catherine, then their children. This doesn't mean equal time, but appropriate attention based on importance. Many discover their daily time allocation contradicts stated priorities, a wake-up call demanding action. For each life account, create an action plan with five components: a purpose statement defining your primary role, an envisioned future using present tense, I am lean and strong, engaging all five senses to help your mind close the gap between reality and vision. Optionally, an inspiring quote, a current reality described with brutal honesty using bullet points and commitments that are specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound. The power lies in incremental change, small, consistent actions compounding over time. Think of ants building impressive structures by moving one grain of sand at a time. Real examples. Michael lost 11 pounds in 6 weeks by tracking food intake. Someone became a top triathlete through daily exercise adjustments. Businesses improved profitability through modest quarterly gains. Couples strengthened marriages through regular weekly lunch dates. You don't need massive overhauls. You need small, sustainable commitments that align with your envisioned future. These actions accumulate day after day, creating momentum that transforms life accounts from drift to flow. Each small victory builds confidence and creates positive feedback loops. Rather than attempting radical transformation that rarely sticks, you're building sustainable habits that become part of your identity. The compound effect means that in 6 months, a year, or 5 years, you'll look back amazed at how far you've traveled, not through heroic effort, but through consistent, aligned action toward your envisioned future. Creating margin for your life plan requires three skills. First, triage your calendar like a battlefield medic. Protect appointments essential to your priorities, eliminate non-essentials, and reschedule important but non-urgent items. Second, schedule priorities using the ideal week and annual time block. The ideal week assigns themes to days: Monday for team meetings, Tuesday, Wednesday for travel, Thursday for external requests, Friday for planning, weekends for personal activities and rest. The annual time block enables planning 3 years ahead, placing big rocks into your calendar first: birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, vacations, board meetings, before the urgent overwhelms the important. Third, learn to say no gracefully. Harvard professor William Ury identifies three typical responses to unwanted requests: accommodation, saying yes when you want no; attack, saying no poorly; and avoidance, saying nothing. The solution is connecting with why your envisioned future matters enough to overcome discomfort in declining misaligned requests. When you're clear about priorities, saying no becomes easier because you're saying yes to something more important. Creating a life plan is just the beginning. Keeping it alive requires regular review through a four-tier system. Daily reviews, 5 to 10 minutes, start each morning by scanning key priorities, checking your calendar, and identifying the big three items that must be accomplished. Weekly reviews, 30 to 60 minutes, scheduled consistently on Sunday evening or Monday morning, evaluate the previous week's accomplishments and plan the week ahead. Monthly reviews, 2 to 3 hours, dive deeper into life plan accounts, evaluate progress on quarterly goals, and identify obstacles. Quarterly and annual reviews, 4 to 8 hours, allow for big picture thinking, evaluating all categories in detail and setting new goals. For the first 90 days, read your life plan daily in the morning, preferably out loud, to lock each aspect into your heart and mind. Weekly reviews are like climbing to the treetops to see the forest, while quarterly reviews are like rising in a hot air balloon to see how the forest fits into the landscape. Schedule reviews in advance as non-negotiable appointments and involve accountability partners for best results. You've reached the critical decision point. With the inspiration, training, and tools now in your possession, the choice is yours. Continue drifting with odds stacked against you, or take serious action with this gift called life. Like the wise man who told the tricky boy that the bird in his hands was as you choose it to be, your life's outcome rests in your hands. The most important step now is setting the date for creating your plan. Thousands before you have done it: CEOs, parents, entrepreneurs, educators. One focused day can redirect your entire life trajectory. Life planning isn't about perfection, but progress. You'll make mistakes and occasionally drift off course. The difference? With a life plan, you'll quickly recognize when you're veering away and have clear guidance for getting back on track. Creating a life plan is ultimately an act of hope, a declaration that your future can be better than your past and that intentional choices today can create a more meaningful tomorrow. Will you continue to drift or will you live forward? The choice, and the life that follows, is yours.